Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. All right, so how many meetings have you sat through that felt like a complete waste of time? I know we're all putting up our hands saying, me, me, me. Maybe people were disengaged. Some people might be on their phones or working on something else completely. Or maybe they just keep looking at their watch, waiting for this whole meeting to be over. And maybe, and likely, that was also you at some point. Hopefully not when you're running your own meetings, though. We have all been in meetings, which we knew could have been an email, or where there's too many side conversations going on and they aren't stopped. Rather than saying, hey, everybody, you know, great thought process over here, but you guys need to take it outside this meeting. Those types of conversations sometimes are allowed to just keep going and it makes that meeting go forever. Or even those meetings that have half hour scheduled and they go for 2 hours. I've been in lots of those and I'm sure you have too. We need to be respectful when it comes to the time. So we're going to talk a bit about that as well. As leaders, we do have the power to make meetings very productive and engaging for our employees. So today, I am going to give you a few tidbits to make your meetings more than just an obligation, but a valuable experience for you and your team. First things first, make sure that the meeting is valid. Do you need to have the meeting? And will the people who are coming, does it make sense for them to be there? If it is not 100% required that somebody needs to be there, you have them as an optional when you send out that meeting invite. Don't force people to come to meetings where they may not need to be there. Just make it optional. So let's talk a little bit about why sometimes meetings feel unproductive. So there's a lot of complaints, and you guys have probably all been part of these complaints as well, but they're too long, they're too frequent, there's no purpose behind the meeting, which is why people get disengaged, somebody dominates the conversation and no one else gets a word in edgewise, or there's no action items or takeaways that mean anything to anybody. So we need to shift from it's just another meeting or oh my gosh, there's another meeting to a meaningful discussion that really drives productivity and results. So here's a few things that you can do besides making sure it needs to be a meeting and that those people who are optional are invited as so. But you also need to have a very clear purpose and agenda for a meeting. Share the agenda with the meeting invite if you can so that the meeting is focused. What that helps people understand is why are they going to be there? What is the purpose behind this meeting that I've been invited to? So rather than say meeting regarding 2025 goals, you want an agenda that says, okay, introduction, new employees, goals to discuss, blah, blah, blah. Okay. You also, when you do have that meeting and everybody is there and you remind everybody you start on time, it's a little tip I gave earlier on this podcast, but always arrive on time and start on time so people learn to respect that. Have a strong opening. So it could be asking the team if anybody has a quick, really great win from the week. It could be asking a thought-provoking question that makes them think about whatever your agenda is about. So really something that can start to have them go from whatever is in their mind from their desks or whatever space they work in to the agenda and to the topic. So really something that will get them and guided towards what we want to talk about. So thought-provoking questions, even if they're just to be thought about and, you know, can really get people into that zone. We want to make sure that we are encouraging participation. So we don't want to just stand there and talk and hope everybody's getting it. When we try to encourage participation, maybe you rotate who talks about different discussion topics on the agenda, which should be also on the agenda when you send it. You know, Tara's doing introduction, Barb's doing this. That can be very helpful because everybody gets their input in there, or at least they feel valued and heard and welcomed into that. So the engagement goes up. You can also, you know, let's hear from everyone before we move on. Make sure people know they only have a minute, and then use that time and say, okay, well, you know what? I think this conversation needs to happen outside this meeting, but great thoughts. You can also do simpler things that is hand raising or, quick polls or breakout discussion groups if it's a longer meeting, but making sure that there is engagement happening. If you're just standing there talking about things and no one else is engaging or saying anything, then I'll let you know, and you've probably been there, people are going to be doing something else or thinking about other priorities in their head. So keep it interactive. Now stick to the agenda. And that can be very hard when something else comes up. But if something else comes up, that's a side conversation. And that's where we need to step in as leaders and say, that's a really great point. I want you and you, whoever that is, or you and your team, to take that and go work on it. We'll put that as an action item and then move back on to whatever the agenda was. If the meeting is going to be long, put some breaks in there, even if it's 5 minutes, and tell everybody, you got 5 minutes, check your phones, but we're coming back here in 5 minutes. Or, letting people, have the coffee and the cookies come in if it's a really long meeting. You can also, by the way, use a little bit of real world examples if depending on what the meeting's about, to keep it very interactive and very concise. But just make sure if you're storytelling or using real world examples, that it is so that you make your agenda and the points in the agenda a little bit more interesting for everybody and actually valuable for them. And when we end, we're going to do a recap of whatever those action items are, for example. So we could say, okay, everybody, here's the action items and the owners of each action item. Let's all agree. Then those people are required to take those actions and do something with them. So there needs to be actual follow-up. And as a leader or whoever the delegate is for following up, that follow-up needs to happen. Otherwise, this meeting just became just another meeting where nothing happened. So making sure those clear action items are documented and sent to everybody with the champion, and that you actually, or whoever the delegate is, follow up on it. And then make sure to thank everybody at the end, right, for their ideas, their input towards your organization's success. So remember, meetings do not have to waste our time, or where everyone comes in wondering, why on earth was this not an email, or why was this 4 hours when they only scheduled one? With a little structure and a little creativity and having an engaging and productive conversation, you can have more effective meetings that stay within their time frames and where we have clear actions that actually drive results. So, with your next meeting, I challenge you, try some of these tips and see if you can come away with some real actions, some clarity, and of course, most importantly, where everyone felt that their time was spent well, it was productive, and it was spent very wisely. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to build strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, coaching, and our Rise to Leadership program at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.